We've had a strong tradition of having the parade route lined with Missouri and United States flags, and we'll be doing that again this year. We'll be putting those up early Friday morning, so if you happen to be driving through town and you see some folks out with some vests on, please slow down. It doesn't seem like you're going very fast when it's 30 miles an hour, but it seems pretty fast when you're standing there with a flag trying to shimmy up a pole to put it in the holder. So,
and it's also dark at the time too.
You're 100% right. So, but we'll be doing that as normal on early Friday morning, so the town will be nice and dressed up for Friday, and then obviously for the parade and all the other festivities over the weekend. And then we'll be taking those down on Sunday afternoon, and the NCMC men's basketball team and Coach Esri has so nicely volunteered some of their help to take those down. So Rotary members will be putting them up on Friday, and the men's basketball team with a few Rotary volunteers will be taking them down on Sunday afternoon. But I think they make the town look great.
And it's especially nice there on the 9th Street Bridge as they get to waving in the breeze.
Yeah, putting those flags up over the bridge is a little interesting. It's a long ways up there when you look over the edge of the, when you're up on a ladder and looking over the edge of the bridge, it's a long ways down to the railroad track.